oftentimes in the media, a lot of these killings are portrayed as mercy killings. The victims are kind of viewed as deserving of it or that they're burdens, and the story is put on the perpetrators and they often get lenient sentencing. Or in other cases, when disabled people die at the hands of their caregivers, the disability aspect or discrimination against their disability is overlooked, and that is really important.
Whitney Gertson is the executive director of Neurodiverse Utah, which led the vigil. She says it's important that those who are disabled receive fair treatment.
We need to kind of view that disabled lives are worth living. Chronically ill lives are worth living. Being intellectually disabled or having dementia, your life is still worth living. It's not up to your caregiver or another person to decide for you if you deserve to die.
Gertson says it's important to listen to what a disabled person needs.
So there is this concept in the medical community that being disabled inherently means suffering, but the reason why we suffer is because of that discrimination or that ableism. So we need to kind of focus not on caregivers or even relatives of a disabled person, but the disabled person themselves on what they need.
Gertson is on the autism spectrum. She says she struggled with mental health and the stigma that comes from being on welfare. She wants to remind people we're an interdependent species and we need to acknowledge disability as part of human diversity. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.